Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the second week of February. We've had a few very bright, sunny days here in Ottawa. After more than a week of grey and wet weather, and I noticed two things. First, when I walked in the bright sunshine, whatever portion of my skin that was exposed felt warm and heated despite the negative temperature. It was no longer the weak winter sunlight. Even the color looked slightly different. The second thing I noticed was how much the day had gotten longer over the past few weeks. Just a few weeks ago, it was completely dark at 5 p.m. But now, the sky is still bright, even after 5. Earlier, it felt very reasonable to wish somebody a good evening at 3 p.m. But now, with the sun getting brighter, all of a sudden, that greeting no longer feels right. We had a very mild winter last year, but perhaps this one is going to be even milder than that. It feels like we are coming to the end of the winter without actually having gone through the harsh winter experiences. I spot many garden birds these days, and most recently I have seen a red cardinal twice. I don't know what to think of this season right now, if it's still in the middle of winter or the beginning of spring. How is the season turning where you live? Today I am sharing with you a memory from my childhood. It's been more than 2 years since I started writing about my memories in my blog series, and I never cease to be amazed by how a memory that I haven't thought about in years can surface in a most random fashion, all because I've started welcoming them. The one that I'm about to share with you is one of those most random memories. One morning, I suddenly recalled my late grandmother's bedroom and what used to hang on her door. Then I remembered one conversation that took between us. I wonder what random memory of yours might come back to your mind as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it.
I don't remember it. I'm 11 or 12 in this memory. I visit my maternal grandmother in the countryside during the summer break. As soon as my mother and I arrive at her house, I follow my grandmother to her bedroom to drop my bags. It's a tradition between us to have a little chat there before joining others in the dining room for tea and snacks. My grandmother has truly optimized her small bedroom. Every piece of the wall space is used to hang something, and as always, my gaze roams over the different items sprouting from the walls as I stand next to the door and my grandmother takes my bag to a corner. The wall in front of me is occupied by a collection of paper fans from the summer festivals, followed by some bags and a stuffed animal, a brown teddy bear holding a wooden hoop. Is that new? Because I don't remember seeing it there before. Grandma, why do you have a teddy bear on your wall? I ask, unable to hide my surprise. Oh, that one. She smiles at the bear. That's yours. What? You left it here after one of your visits. But I don't remember this bear. I frown at the innocent-looking teddy bear on the wall. I don't think it's mine. Well, that's probably because you left it here many years ago, replies my grandmother standing next to me. When you were smaller. I recently found it while cleaning the house. I hung it here so you could take it with you upon your visit. I carefully examine the bear in front of me. Now that she explained, it looks somewhat familiar, but... I don't remember this bear, I repeat. You can keep it, Grandma. I think the bear is comfortable here. My grandmother laughs and says she is happy to keep it there in that case. The brown teddy bear with a hoop stays on her wall for many years to follow.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.